Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you like nuts, the kind you eat, not the kind you may have to work with or work for? Because Lord knows, I think we all have worked for a few of those guys. And women. I mean, you know, I don't want to be sexist, but I think everybody is. In fact, actually, one of my favorite sayings is that everybody is nuts differently and to some degree. What makes life beautiful is when you find someone who's as crazy and nutty as you are in the ways that complement your insanity. So I think that nuts are a wonderful thing. In fact, today we have with us Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who is not nuts, but knows a lot about them. Susan, I know in a previous session we talked about, or you mentioned, walnuts as a superfood. Are there any other nuts that you would promote to people?
Yeah, oh gosh, there are lots of good nuts out there. Nuts are richer in fat and oil, but it's a healthy fat that your body needs. Probably the king of the nuts, I think I'd say, besides walnuts, would be the almond. And just two, and you always want to get them raw and unsalted. And 2 ounces of almonds gives you more than 50% of your daily requirement for magnesium, and that's a mineral that's important for heart health. So eating almonds every day for a month, according to some of the latest studies I've read, it's been shown to reduce cholesterol and lower other risk factors for heart disease. You can grind them up. You could sprinkle them on salads. You grind them to a fine powder and use them for pastry. But every 3 days, I make raw almond milk, and I always eat my almonds raw and unsalted, but after I've soaked them, too. You take almonds and you put them in purified water. Let's say you take a cup and you put it in 4 cups of purified water and leave them there for 6 to 8 hours or overnight, and they plump up. And they have more nutritional value available to the body once you soak them. And then you drain them and pat them dry. Then I store them in the fridge. And that's what I use to make almond milk. And I'll take those plumped up, drained almonds, maybe, let's say, 1/2 cup to 3 cups of purified water. I put it in the blender on high for 90 seconds. And that makes beautiful white almond milk, which is better than what you buy in the stores because it's fresh and raw. And by the way,
fabulous.
I've got all these recipes in my book, Recipes for Health Bliss, or that free ebook I'm giving away called The Curative Kitchen on the homepage at SusanSmithJones.com.
That is fabulous. You know, I'm a big almond eater. I love almonds. I also like cashews, but cashews technically, if I remember correctly, are a fruit. You know, but there is another issue with almonds that I'd like to clarify, and that is for arthritics, because some of the almonds leave what's referred to as an acid ash in the bloodstream, so they're not so alkalizing. What nuts should be avoided from an arthritics point of view?
Well, I'd say any ones that are highly roasted and salted. You know, you destroy
the nutritional
value of the nut when you heat it at these high temperatures. So you want to get your nuts raw.
Huh. But I thought that the salt would take care of that because, I mean, I love I love the mixed salted nuts. And the only difficulty I have with them, aside from the fact that they're not nutritious and that I swell up and retain fluids, other than that, I think that they're good.
Well, sometimes I do take a combination of raw nuts, and I might put a little tamari on them and maybe a little extra virgin olive oil, and then I'll put them in a frying pan. I don't fry them, but I toast them or heat them up. Or sometimes put them in a little roasting pan in the refrigerator So you can make your own nut mix a little bit healthier than and cheaper. I like to save money than what you can buy in the store. Now, we're coming up on the holidays, and pecans are popular. Now, they're very rich in antioxidants that will obviously help neutralize and mop up those pesky free radicals. So keep in mind the pecans, too. And seeds, you know, of course, sunflower seeds are wonderful for your body. Flax seeds, chia seeds, these are all considered superfoods in my book.
You know, what's interesting is just recently we changed all of the lecithin out in my formulas from soy to sunflower. So we're using sunflower as a source for our lecithin in my product line. You know, you mentioned toasting, which is, I was a little hesitant to bring it in, but I do something similar. I took almond slivers and pumpkin seeds and toasted them together. Yeah. And, oh, my God. The other thing I like to do is sunflower seeds with garlic.
Yeah.
And toast them together. First, I put the garlic in the pan and get the garlic moving along, so to speak. And then I throw in the sunflower seeds and keep it mixed up.
Yes. Now you see the
and sunflower butter.
Oh, that's delicious. Yeah. The toasting, you can just put, let's say, pine nuts in a dry saute pan, a frying pan, no oil, nothing. And shake the pan around a little bit for about 5 minutes, and it just brings out the flavor. You know, I'm a culinary instructor, and I develop recipes. I teach people, lots of famous Hollywood people you know, how to cook and make healthier meals. And there are little things you can do to give more flavor to food, like spices and toasting nuts and using fresh organic food as close to the way nature made it as possible. Remember, here's a great way to think about nutritious food. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. So you want to look to food as a fuel source for your body, not as a coping mechanism. So many people eat not because they're hungry, but because they're bored, stressed, tired, feeling sad. And that's not the reason to eat. You eat because you're hungry and to fuel and to revitalize your body.
So listening to what you just said, does that mean my Snicker bars are out?
Well, I'd say they're out on a daily basis if you need to splurge every so often. And, you know, and then you know, eventually cut them out because they're not helping you in any way. And you can find superfoods that will give you that same joy.
You know, it's funny, and the reason I bring up Snickers is because last year they had the commercial that have a Snickers bar at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And what that drove home for me was the fact that by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, most hypoglycemics are running out of energy. This year, I noticed I caught a Snickers commercial, and it said 2:30. So what's happening, the hypoglycemics are getting worse. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And what people don't get is that sugar that gives them that up is really what causes that crash and that depression that follows later. And
try medjool dates or freeze grapes or freeze a banana and then dip it in chocolate with coconut.
Ooh, ooh.
It's so delicious. Strawberries with a little chocolate on them.
You know, I remember growing up with a frozen banana on a stick, chocolate covered. And we had those up in the Northeast. So you've been listening to Susan Smith-Jones, who's been giving you lots of great ideas. I would get her free book. I've got 6 of her books right here. 2 different ones on Health Bliss, a couple of cooking books. Take advantage of her free offer because the woman is brilliant. And she writes extremely well with great information. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz.